Scrubbed, a heart surgeon's extraordinary memoir of life, death, and everything in between, written and read by Dr. Nikki Stamp. Chapter 1. Intern. Shit and Assholes. Case 1. The elevator doors slide open, and behind them, a young woman is kneeling on a gurney, desperately pushing life into the chest of a man. She yells out pointed commands as she straddles him while the trolley thunders out of the elevator down a stark white hospital corridor. Push Epi! Come on, we're losing him! Don't die on me, not today! A nurse pulls the paddles from the defibrillator. She shouts, charging, rubbing the paddles together while the machine screams as it winds up to 240 joules. Clear, she shouts once more as the young doctor throws her hands up in the air and the nurse pushes the paddles onto the seemingly dead man's chest, discharging the full force of electricity that will perform a kind of hard reset on his heart. His body bucks on the bed as the electricity courses through him. And it works. The man coughs and splutters and the doctor dismounts from the gurney, looking satisfied. Another life saved, Doc, says a stalled and knowing orderly. She turns to him with a wry grin and says, Another? It's my first day. Her bouncy blonde locks swirl around her as she struts down the corridor on her very first day as a shiny new intern as the opening credits roll over a catchy indie tune. Critical reflection question. What do you observe about the life of an intern in this case study? This is how interns begin their medical careers, or so TV would have you believe. This generic introduction to the earnest and talented new doctor is common fodder for virtually all medical shows. Our new superheroes may as well put their undies on the outside as they start their first day in the hospital where they'll fight for patients, they'll fight the system, and they'll win your heart. I feel like it goes without saying that medical shows stretch the truth more than a little. For me, my medical career started with a whimper, not a bang. There was no cardiac arrest, no cool theme song, no Patrick Dempsey or Zach Braff. On my very first day as a doctor on the orthopaedic ward, it didn't take long for me to come up against the reality that the world of medicine is decidedly unglamorous. Case 2. Hi Nikki, I'm Marie. I'm the nurse looking after bed 72. Could you chart some appearance, please? Marie had found me in the doctor's office on the ward, where I was wrangling with a computer to check the blood results for patients. The computers were still running an outdated version of Windows and were painfully slow. In the years that followed, the IT never got any better. Absolutely, I responded with all the confidence of a fictional TV doctor. I'll bring the chart back to you in a moment. When Marie had left the doctor's office and was well out of earshot, I asked my fellow interns what the hell appearance were. These were the days before everyone had smartphones on which I could have discreetly looked up what Marie was after. Yes, I've been a doctor for that long. I was informed that they were medications to help you defecate, not in such delicate terms. Obviously, I knew what laxative were and how to prescribe them. I had just never heard of the term appearance before. And that was how my medical career began. A shitty start, literally.